The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Gentlemen, we do not stop till nightfall.
What about going to the fucking gym?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second gym?
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fatphobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Full Normal.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 testicles. Welcome, everyone. Episode 28, Hundo and 90 Sace of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and ya hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beescast is brought to you, is sponsored by Everstain K2, flexing on all you be. All right, fam, welcome to the show. Welcome to 2896. I'm your host, Papa Swolio. Thanks for being here. Drop in the comments down below. What are you smashing today? And make sure that you hit the thumbs up button live on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Make sure you subscribe, share with your friends. We got some awesome Swole fan posts we're going to get into, some email responses, and of course, we are going to go balls deep. Do you have any doubt, as if you thought anything else was going to happen? So drop in the comments down below, what are you smashing today? Let's get the Swole card busted open. We'll give this away at the end of today's episode, so put some respect on it, and let's summon the Falcon and get today's party started. Falcon. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. All right, fam. Drop in the comments down below. Swole AF. Swole AF will give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. You already know. Hashtag Swole AF in the comments down below for a chance to win today's Swole card. All right, let's get into a couple announcements before we get started. Tomorrow's episode, it is Roundtable Week. So I know some of you are stoked because you're members over at Swolenormous X. So you can join the Swole fam officially, swolenormousx.com, get access to all the private live streams, roundtables, all the private events. So make sure that you are checking out those links in the description. But of course, tomorrow, April 11th, Roundtable 66, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure that you are ready for that. 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be awesome. If you're a member, you don't have to catch it live. You could listen later, but please be there live. It's awesome. Come up on stage, ask questions, become a part of the Swole fam. Even deeper, you're a member. Come in, check it out. And they're always different. They're always different topics, different stories. So it's a great time. And we just shoot the shit for 2 hours. We do it twice a month. So be here tomorrow, April 11th, 6 p.m. The episode will be private, so we will not have a public live stream, the private live stream only for members. So be there for that. Okay. Also, in just a couple days, fam, are you, let's get some gorillas. Who's ready for P3S10? Let's fucking go. I need some DJ air horn. Where you at? All right, P3S10, 24-hour release is going down in 4 days. So April 14th, that is going to be the day of P3S10. Now, if you don't know what the Signature Series is, it's a one-day sale only. It's a mystery design. You get it sent out. You don't know what it is until it shows up on your doorstep. You get a certified Swole card along with it. This is the 10th release. We've been doing it since episode 2000. So P3S10, April 14th, 2024. In just 4 days, on the day of episode 2900, April 14th, P3S10, swolenormousx.com/signature. That's got the countdown timer. Remember, 24 hours only. If you're 5 minutes late, you're not going to be able to purchase the Signature Series. So don't miss out on that. If you have not yet ever, if you've never gotten a Signature Series, this is a great one to start with because it's going to be extra special because it's the 10th one. So P3S10, super stoked to bring that all to you. It's going to be absolutely awesome. SoulNormousX.com/signature. Now let's moisturize and get into that tip. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right. Also, by the way, I'm wearing the awesome relatively new Make Shaming Great Again shirt over there at papasfolio.com. So we still have the 20% off site wide that ends on, I believe it ends on Sunday. I believe there's like 4 days left. I think it's on the same day as the Signature Series. So if you're interested in picking up some merch, whole site's 20% off. So go and check it out. There's a lot of stuff. Everything, the whole site is 20% off over at papasfolio.com. Okay, let's get into the first.
What's in the box?
Swole fan post from Corey. Corey says, very excited today. Beat my old personal record for barbell squats by 15 pounds. I'm up to 380 pounds. Good for you. Where's my wow? There it is.
Wow.
Good for you, bro. Good for you. Barbell squats, 380 pound barbell squat. That's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight. I think the most that I ever did for a back squat, once I got over four plates, I stopped going super, super heavy for back squats. That's about as far as I got. I forget how much it was. Maybe it was four plates. I don't know if it was more than 405, but I remember doing that and it was just, no, I'm good. I'm good. There's something about it that was just, it's so much load. That's a lot. Good for you. That's a lot of weight. That's a shitload of weight. Joe says, for swole season, there are a few instances where it calls for dumbbells. And my dumbbells at home don't go high enough. My heaviest pair is 40 pounds. Would it be better for the sake of the program to do more reps with the dumbbells or use the barbell where I have all the weight I need or mix it up? Last night I had flat bench dumbbells and I just did really slow reps and controlled down, blasted up. It still felt like I wasn't doing much. I'm getting heavier dumbbells, but until that happens, not sure the best choice. The best choice is going to be the load. So go barbell. There's your answer right there. Doing extra slow reps, this whole time under tension, it's only to a certain point. You want to control the weight, but you need the force. You need the mechanical tension. So you're not getting that just by going extra slow. It's not the same. Anyone that tells you, oh, you can just go lighter and go super slow, it's not going to be as effective. So make sure that you are loading up properly. You can get heavier dumbbells, but also remember with the barbell, you have more stability. So you're able to enact more force. So I would recommend absolutely, especially if you're trying to build mass, you're doing swole season or maximum swole, use the apparatus that's the most stable that you can produce the most force. So even for maximum swole, if you have access to a machine, like a machine chest press or a machine type squat, like a hack squat or a pendulum squat or a Smith machine, that's even better because the more stable, the more force you can enact. Good stuff. And Mike on the discussion boards on SwoleNormousX.com, pillar number three training, Mike says, Papa Swolio, I currently have a barrel stomach that I cannot seem to strengthen. My abdominal muscles are in a weird shape due to my appendectomy many years ago. No matter how many crunches, sit-ups, or Roman twists I do, I cannot seem to get it to tighten up or get stronger, and it affects my posture. Are there some specific ab exercises that you can suggest that can help me with these? I would only, because you've had surgery, I don't know exactly what they might have torn apart or separated or removed, But crunches and Roman twists, unless you're loading, you're not going to get more muscle development. You can use body weight to a point, but of course, it's like push-ups and doing endless amounts of push-ups rather than doing bench press. You're going to build more mass when you're increasing the load. So doing yoga, practicing yoga, doing the draw-in maneuver, working on your transverse abdominis, vacuums and stuff like that might improve working the muscles that are intrinsic there, the intrinsic core stabilizers. But yoga also is very important. All right, let's get into a couple of email responses. If you're not on the email list, fam, go on over to makeemailswoleagain.com. That is makeemailswoleagain.com, makeemailswoleagain.com, and get the Knowledge Cock in your inbox. It's a great place to be. You don't want to miss out on the emails because we're sending them out all the time. And if your inbox, your Gmail or Yahoo Mail or whatever you use is garbage, tons of spam, then you're missing out. Get on the greatest email list in Zahrelm. Are you getting 1% better every day? Lefty responds and says, by staying consistent and pushing harder every time. Good. Consistency is fundamental. Pushing harder, fine. But also pushing harder doesn't mean better, right? Extra effort, if it's misapplied, isn't better. So you don't want to be busy or exhausted just for the sake of being busy or exhausted. You want to make sure that you're being very tactical in your approach. You want to make sure you're working and putting that effort on the most important things. When to increase your weights? On the email list, Joseph says, thanks, Papa. I'm doing swole season right now, so it's a little different, but I typically know when I can do 3 sets of 8 to 12 and then it's time to increase the weight. With swole season, you have mass days and volume days where I try to max out on the mass days to fail in the 6 to 8 rep range and lower the weight slightly on volume days to make sure I get those reps in. And of course, Swole Season is one of our most popular programs inside Swolenormous X. So yes, when you're working on your, I get this question a lot, you know, what do I do when, how do I know when to increase the weight? Well, you have to increase the weight. Increasing the weight is the progressive overload. Being able to do another rep or being able to do the same amount of reps with 5 more pounds or 10 more pounds the following session. So you always want to push yourself. You always want to be trying to get that extra rep. You always want to be trying to get that extra, you know, 1 pound or 2 pound or 2.5 pounds or 3 pounds or 5 pounds, whatever you can load up. That's why I like the micro plates, because even putting 1 pound on each side, depending on the movement, can be a huge difference. So just keep that in mind. You always want to be increasing the weight whenever possible. And that's why I like tracking workouts, because sometimes you think you did the same weight, the same reps last time. You're not going to remember. You think you'll remember. But if you track it accurately, you still want to push hard. You still want to be a savage in the gym and go hard. But you also want to go hard with some direction. You want to know, hey, I got 6 reps last time with 100 pounds. I need to get 7. So you're going in there knowing, like, I am scratching and clawing for that progressive overload, because that's what it is. Okay, let's get into, again, if you are not on the email list, go to makeemailswoleagain.com to get on the inbox, to get your inbox absolutely destroyed by the Knowledge Cock. Make sure you go, again, to makeemailswoleagain.com. Let's get into some questions. Ooh, feeling fancy today. Who's ready? Very nice. Okay, questions. Ask Papa Swolio. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. Super awesome. Super awesome. Drop in the chat. Hashtag APS for a chance to get your live stream question picked up. That way I see it. You could also call into the show, askpapaswolio.com. You can call in at any time and we'll get to it in an upcoming episode. Cerny says, swole season's awesome. Repeat it 3 times until Maximum Swole came along. Even better. Those are the two programs that are ideal for building mass. If you are newer to lifting weights, and you're newer to hypertrophy, I actually do recommend Swole Season, because when you're first, or when you're more of a newbie, relatively speaking, first couple of years, it's harder for you to push to failure. You don't have necessarily the same type of load capacity, the same type of intensity, the same type of form. You just don't have the same type of joint integrity that you develop over time that can lead you to having, you know, focused attention on the muscle tissue when you're doing these exercises to absolute failure. So Swole Season will give you more volume, whereas you will get more stimulating reps because you're doing more volume. In other words, you're getting more layers of paint when it comes to Swole Season. And then as you get more efficient and as you grow and as you adapt and get more coordination, and as you're able to execute these lifts better, you go to Maximum Swole, and then you have that kind of tip of the spear, that focused attention, because you're really funneling all of it into like 1 or 2 sets for an exercise. Maybe 4 to 8 sets for a body part, period. So you need to make sure that you're getting it done during those sets. So you need to make sure you're squeezing all the juice out of that lemon, so to speak. All right, on Instagram, JJ077, Papa Sully, what workouts can help lose belly fat? I run and work out every weekday, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Well, running has nothing to do with you losing belly fat. You need to be lifting heavy weights. You work out every weekday. I don't know what that means, so that's vague. I don't know what workout means. One workout, that could be Zumba for some people. So running isn't going to help you burn fat. That's not really how that works. Maybe doing some high intensity interval sprinting and stuff like that is better. No workouts help lose belly fat. It's going to come down to your nutrition. So you want to improve your metabolism by building lean mass, bone density, lifting heavy weights. That's going to be really essential. Focus on building muscle and doing elimination diet and cutting out all these inflammatory foods, gluten, seed oils, vegetable oils, processed foods, processed dairy, all these different things that are going to cause you to retain water and bloat, body fat, and also proper sleep, all these other habits, getting sunlight, you know, sunlight on your nips. You have to make sure you're really focusing on your nutrition. So lifting heavy weights and your nutrition is paramount. Cardio and cardiovascular capacity, VO2 max, is also important for longevity and overall health, but you can mix those in on off days. It's just not going to be what makes or breaks you being lean. You also, that's your nutrition, and that's what you're putting in your face hole. B-Man 325, Papa Solio, what is your favorite cheat meal? I don't have one. I don't cheat. I eat what I want when I want to eat. And the reason why I always say that is I don't train or eat properly for an excuse to eat garbage. A lot of people ultra restrict themselves improperly. So I don't look at proper nutrition is not restrictive. Proper nutrition is absolutely satisfying. It's delicious and it's extremely satisfying. So you don't have these kinds of cravings. So if you're eating a certain way in order to cheat, you're doing it wrong. You're probably missing certain nutrients. And if you feel this compulsion to consume garbage, you're probably missing some essential hydration, essential, you know, electrolytes. You're missing out on certain vitamins and minerals. So your body has this binge trigger in order to overconsume just to kind of fill in all the cracks. I'm just going to eat everything. I'm going to stuff my face. Now, I understand a lot of you have addictions to certain fried foods and stuff like that you've been exposed to. And that's why you have them, because these are artificial foods that are over decades and decades and decades, especially ultra processed foods that are designed to make you crave them and compulsively eat. And shocker, people like to eat things that they get addicted to, you know, like people start frying things in vegetable oils and oh my God, it tricks the mind into wanting more, and you're getting these fats and you're getting these salt and sugar, and they're adding all these different combinations, and you just can't stop eating. You can't stop eating. You're compulsively eating these foods and you get addicted to them, and you don't realize you're addicted to these foods because it hasn't gotten the same rap as cigarettes and alcohol and stuff like that. You can be an alcoholic. You can be addicted to smoking cigarettes and things like that, but we need to talk about how food is addictive. Food is a drug. Most people treat food as a drug, food as a cope, food as a crutch, when food is fuel. And it doesn't mean you can't. And people that make the argument, well, anyone that says food is fuel, you know, these are people that need to get all their enjoyment from what they put in their mouth. Now, you should be enjoying your food. I enjoy my food. I eat real good food. When you do eat real good food and you have a reason for doing what you do, you actually crave the really good things. Your body craves nutrition. It's not just whatever you want to put in your face. Not just because you can chew it and swallow it doesn't mean you should. You hear that? Just because you can swallow it doesn't mean you should. Take notes. Take notes. Some of you really need that information. Ink and Rhythm, Papa Swolio, is all dairy bad for you? No. I used to avoid dairy objectively. You know, you're not a baby cow, don't drink milk. But at the same time, I wasn't aware, never exposed myself to raw dairy. And of course, A2 dairy, which is much better even, much easier to digest. So if you have access, I would check out Dutch Meadows Farms and Miller's Biofarm. They're in Pennsylvania. You can order raw dairy. It's fantastic. You could also go to realmilk.com and look up where they sell raw milk in your area. and a lot of these places ship or they have local farms. So if you're near a local farm that has raw dairy, sometimes they maybe bring it in from out of state, or they have a, you know, goats. They have raw goat milk. That's great too. I believe goat, right? Goat's A2. I think goat and sheep are both A2 casein protein, but it's great. It's great. I like kefir. I always recommend people to dip their toe in with raw butter or raw kefir, because raw kefir, if you have issues with lactose, the kefir grains actually break down the lactose in the milk, so it's easier to digest. So I don't drink straight milk, but I have kefir, I have raw yogurt, raw cream, raw butter. What else do we have? Raw cheese. So absolutely fantastic. Love it. And of course, after you do an elimination diet, you test these things. You bring these back in, but you bring in the highest quality you possibly can and small amounts and see how you go with it. But most of the dairy you're getting, like you're just getting it off the shelf at the supermarket, it's ultra pasteurized. It's completely denatured. You're not getting any value. It's pretty much just white sugar water. Gio Alvarez, 2021. I'm a 47-year-old man. What exercise do you recommend me when I go to the fucking gym? Lifting heavy weights. I don't care if you said you were 97, you should be lifting heavy weights. It's going to be different. If you're 97, you're not going to be lifting as heavy as someone who's 47, but it's relatively speaking, you should be doing heavy weight training. You should be lifting weights. You should be lifting weights and practicing yoga. Lifting weights, practicing yoga. Toby Hare, 95. Papa Swolio, kettlebells, good for dads with limited time. How many of you use kettlebells? I have a whole kettlebell rack. I used to do a lot more kettlebell training. I haven't done it in a little bit. Certain moves are better than others, but depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Kettlebells are good for dads. They're good for moms. What are you trying to accomplish? Lifting heavy weights is good for dads with limited time. So it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Kettlebells are great. It depends on what your goal is. So if you want to build muscle, kettlebells are not ideal, but you can still lift heavy weights with limited time. So don't think that if you have limited time, you can't lift heavy weights and do hypertrophy. Don't think that because you have 20 or 30 minutes that you're relegated to kettlebells only. Kettlebells are great. So it depends, again, what are you trying to, what do you want the outcome to be? So take a look at the seven pillars. If you don't know what the seven pillars are, pillar number three, training. I'm pointing over here, but it's over here. Bloop. Pillar number three, training. What do you want the outcome to be? Your training protocol, your program, your training split, the modality, what equipment that you use, all of that needs to map to what you want the outcome to be. There's so many people, like you've seen, hey, I want to lose some fat. How much running should I do? I go cycling all the time. How much should I be cycling if I want to build muscle and get abs? There's a lot of different activities that you can do, but not every single one of them is going to be ideal for what most people want. Most people want to have muscle. Most people want to be leaner, right? Ladies, you want a big butt? That's not fat. That's muscle. You know, that's going to be size, muscle under the fat. Maybe you don't want to be shredded to the bone, but if you want to have muscle, if you want to have shape and a physique and be leaner, that's building muscle and then eating better food and shutting your fat fucking mouth and not stuffing your face with garbage. That's what that is. Most people will do cardio all day long and then wonder why they're skinny or skinny fat or not getting the results that they want or feeling exhausted, because you're exhausting yourself. Literally 99% of people, anyone that says and tells me what they want for their outcome, it's heavy freaking weights and lifting heavy weights and eating properly. Yes, cardio is important. Yes, cardio is going to help you for overall health and wellness and stuff. That's fine. But use it as a seasoning, as a spice. It doesn't have to be the foundational backbone. So again, you want to have shape and you want to be leaner. It's not going to be cardio all the time. You want to have shape and be leaner. It's not going to be Zumba. It's not going to be going on a run. It's going to be lifting heavy weights and eating properly. And if you don't like that, then okay, then don't get the results. But kettlebells are great. Limited time, fine. It just depends on what you're trying to accomplish and what your expectations are and what you're going to be doing. Kettlebells are not all kettlebells are created equal. The actual kettlebells, not every training style is good. Definitely look into like Russian kettlebell. Don't do that, you know. There's a lot of stupid kettlebell stuff out there. Form is very important. It's great for endurance. Doing kettlebell swings and doing like 300 kettlebell swings is great for cardiovascular. If you're doing your interval training, it's just doing kettlebell swings can be great just for your cardio day. You don't have to be running or doing long distance running or jumping all the time. You can mix it up. So limited time, you could do most things in limited time. Building muscle doesn't take a ton of time. It just takes a lot more focus. So Maximum Swole, doing four sets for a body part, that could be plenty for building muscle. Could take you 20, 30 minutes. Just depends on what your access to, right? What you have at home. If you have to train at home, you might not have tons of weights. And, you know, there's a lot of great benefits to kettlebell training. Also, Morbeant 911, Papa Swole, I have no motivation to go to the gym. It should be noted that I have only been there for 2 weeks. Okay, that's not a question. It's a statement. So thank you for your statement. And two, no one cares if you don't have motivation. Go do what you're supposed to and stop whining about it, right? No whining. Come on, stop whining. Don't be a baby. Go to the gym. Do what you're told. All right, last one here. Empower Fitness Pro. Any live questions? Hashtag Ask Papa Soy. I see the one from Nick. Yeah, we're going to cover that in the balls deep portion. Freaking love your content. Thank you. Any tips for a newbie getting started on social media? Yeah, I do. I have lots of tips. I have the only tip that matters.
Because.
Get my head out of the gutter. Any tips for a new beginning star on social media? So I guess the first thing I would ask you is, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, new beginning started, is it for your business? Do you have a facility? Are you promoting for a company? Are you doing it for your own? It says Empower Fitness Pro. Maybe you're a personal trainer or a strength coach. So any tips? It's hard. It's a lot more complicated than it was back when I started in 2015, 2016. There's just a lot more options. There were only a couple basic. You didn't have live streaming every platform. Phones are better. TikTok was Musical.ly, and it was really, really like no one was on the app whatsoever. Snapchat was kind of like still popular then. I guess people still use it today, but it's nowhere near what it was in 2016. Once, if you guys remember, that's when Instagram came out with Instagram Stories and just essentially slaughtered Snapchat. So, and then TikTok grew and, you know, people's needs changed and what they wanted to use and et cetera, et cetera. So when it comes to tips, it's really about being consistent and learning how to, and getting better at speaking and communicating in the manner which you speak and communicate the best. So a lot of times people force themselves to do video when they're not as good with video. Sometimes people force themselves to do written word when they're not, you know, they're not really good with writing. So you have to figure out how you communicate the best and then provide value to the people that are watching and listening to your content. So I like to make my stuff entertaining. I also provide a lot of content. I do a lot of different things. I have the podcast. We have Swolenormous X. We have papaswolio.com. So we have a lot of different things at this point, but not all of that was there at the beginning. So you really just need to go all in on your strengths and what you're good at in terms of how you communicate and share that with people. And then people will like you, they'll trust you, and then maybe they'll join your community, or maybe they'll come and visit your gym, or they'll ask you for coaching or online coaching. So what I would also say is, if you're starting and you're doing this from a business standpoint, make sure that you have somewhere for people to go. Okay. Even if it's not fully developed, but make sure you have something or a way for them to get in touch with you and a way for you to get in touch with them. So the problem is with these apps is that people get dependent on one app. Their whole business is built on TikTok. Well, what if TikTok gets banned, or what if they get banned? You know, what if your platform gets shut down on TikTok? Then you're out of luck because you don't have a Facebook account. You don't have a Facebook business account, a Facebook page. You don't have an Instagram. You don't have a YouTube. You know, so it's important to do everything. And I will say I have everything and I do everything, but not every app is good at every time. YouTube is kind of like, meh. I got flagged in 2020 for speaking the truth. And then my YouTube channels have kind of been like, wah, wah, like not getting any reach. They don't get any distribution. That's why, censorship is really bad. It's worse on TikTok, but it's also not good on YouTube. That's why we're streaming to Rumble exclusively now for the podcast and on the Swolenormous channel. I just kind of post some things here and there, but I don't put a ton of effort into YouTube because they don't show the videos. It's not worth my time and the effort. So, but that was really big. YouTube was really big. A lot of you probably originally found me on YouTube. YouTube was really big for me in 2018, 19, and 2020. And then it shifted over into TikTok and Instagram. And then that blew up. But I've been doing everything for this whole time. I was big on apps that don't even exist anymore. You know, I used to stream on Periscope. I used Busker. I was like the top fitness person on Busker. You guys don't even know what Busker is because it went out of business. So I have used everything in order to see what works. And I will stress that different things work at different times and they'll shift. I don't stop doing YouTube because it might blow up again. Maybe my YouTube shorts all of a sudden kick off for no reason. And, you know, YouTube realized, hey, we're losing a lot to Instagram and TikTok. Let's just lift any restrictions that we have. And then all of a sudden my YouTube shorts start blowing up like crazy for whatever reason. What if I had stopped posting? What if I gave up on YouTube? What if I never had a YouTube? So there's so many things that can change. And this is why having more options with social media is good, because you have competition. And Instagram, and because I'm behind the scenes, I know I'm going a little bit long on this, but I think it's a good psychological, you know, it's a good way to think about it if you never have, because some of you don't create content online necessarily. You watch podcasts and you consume. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you are behind the scenes, you start to notice how these companies and these apps actually compete with one another. When a new feature comes out, because one just popped up over here, or Instagram starts giving out like bonuses and starts paying creators, like, hey, they're really trying to pull more from TikTok again. They're reinstituting this. So you know the psychology, you can kind of see these things and where these apps are going, and they kind of go back and forth. One creates this new thing and gets a lot of viewers. And then TikTok Shop gets overblown on TikTok and it just spams the whole channel. And then people start going back to Instagram. And you start to see these fluctuations back and forth. I'll post the same video on TikTok that I do on Instagram. I'll post on Instagram, and this happened recently. It got like over 1 million views on Instagram, but on TikTok, I got 3 or 5,000. I have 6.4 million followers on TikTok. It got 4 or 5,000 views, got over 1 million on Instagram. So I have hardcore restrictions on TikTok. But TikTok was really great for me because my Instagram account in 2022 got shut down for like a few months, and I had to hire lawyers and contact Meta to get it back reinstated because account got hacked. It was a whole shindig. So one of my accounts got removed. But if I didn't have TikTok and I wasn't popular over there and building my business on TikTok, I would have been shit out of luck if I only depended on Instagram. And I also had a backup account. I have the Real Papa Swolio account on Instagram. So my Swolnormous account on Instagram got shut down. So I was distributed. So it was a big hit. But fortunately, I always put stuff everywhere. I'm on X. I'm on whatever else is out there. So anything that's kind of up and coming, I will post and I will go into if it seems valuable. Even if I don't really care about it too much, I will have a presence there, because if all else goes to shit, you need to have somewhere to go. So I would start with what you're good at doing. It also matters what your business is, whether video is very popular, pictures, audio, podcast. You don't have to have a podcast, but it doesn't have to be what everyone thinks it is. A lot of times people think a podcast has to be this 2-hour thing. It has to look like Joe Rogan. I have to have famous guests on. You can just do 5 minutes. You can do 5-minute thoughts of the day or tips for people. It doesn't have to be this whole long thing. It has to be yours. So the final thing, I know I'm going a little bit long on this, but in closing, get inspired by other people, especially when it comes to content. Get inspired, but don't copy. And what I mean by that is, if the problem with social media and with these kinds of timeframes is in 2016, when I started the Daily Swole in May 2016. And actually I started it earlier, right? I tell you guys, I started it in, I don't know if it was in, I think it might have been March, because I did 21 episodes and then start over from zero again because I changed the name to the Daily Swole. So I've been doing this for 8 years, every single day. And what I will say is, you want to be inspired by other people or get ideas. But in 2016, people thought that it was crowded. Oh, there's so much fitness stuff online. Oh, I'm just going to add to the noise. how am I going to get followers? There's so many people doing podcasts. There's so many people doing YouTube. Oh, I can never get big. There's already too much noise. What if I didn't start? It always seems like there's too much noise. It always seems like there's too many people online, especially now. And guess what? There's a lot of people online. But here's what you see when you go online. You see all the same shit. You go to look at fitness content. You see someone doing an exercise and a demo. How many fucking exercise demos do we need? How many more exercise demos do we need? That's why I say go to the fucking gym. Like, stop overanalyzing everything and just get started. Now, there's nothing wrong with exercise demos. I've done them on occasion. I might do some more again. We have all that stuff inside Swolenormous X. But there's so much of the same content because people see another creator and try to mimic them. So then you have thousands of people that do all the same shit. So guess what? That becomes the noise. And you want to have the signal. You want to be the signal in the noise. That's why we use that term swole signal, and the community I just started on Instagram that a lot of you are getting broadcast notifications. It's called swole signal for that reason. So you want to be the signal in the noise. So you're going to see a lot of people mimic. YouTube got like that. And a lot of people make content the same way. And then it just becomes the same old shit. And everyone's videos kind of looks the same. It starts the same. It has the same kind of flow to it and feel to it. So it's okay to understand how the algorithm works and what people like to see, but you have to do it your way. Because if you're doing something the way someone else does it, eventually you're going to have the separation where it's going to become like a drag. You're not going to look forward to doing it. You're not going to be consistent. So you have to do it your way. That's why the Daily Swole podcast is my way. I don't need to have a guest on. I don't depend on anyone to be here every single day. I don't have to like ask the same fucking questions all the time and feign interest of what someone else is doing. And you know, there are great platforms that do that and do the interview shows. And we've had interviews and we've had conversations before. We might do it again, but I do things my way because I'm doing it. And I want to have that consistency and I want to do it the way I do, because that's what makes it unique. There's no other show like the Daily Swole. There's a lot of different shows and there's more popular shows, which is fine. All right. There's always going to be a most popular show and a least popular show, but there's enough to go around. If you create content the way you like to create it, you're going to have people that enjoy your stuff because it's you. And then you're going to be more consistent and everyone's going to win. So it's one thing just to cap it off. You want to learn and get inspired and get ideas, but you don't want to copy, because then yours just becomes another drop in the bucket. You want to make sure that you're doing things your way, because no one can compete with you. People ask me, who's your competition? I don't have competition. I don't look at it like that. And I do know there's other people that have programs and other places that you can have yoga. That's fine. But no one has it the way we have it inside Swolenormous X. No one has the podcast the way I have the podcast. It's very unique. If anyone out there tried to do a Daily Swole, it would suck. You wouldn't be able to do it. You'd just be a grifter, be copying, and it would bomb. But if that person did their own authentic thing, it could be very successful. So I just think it's important to get inspired and get ideas, but you have to do it your way. So I try to block out a little bit more what other people are doing, because that's how you end up becoming part of that noise. Okay. That was nice. That was nice. That was good. Good question. Good rant. I like it. Let's shoot. Are we ready for balls deep? Any last minute questions? Fam, hit the thumbs up button if you're watching Rumble, of course. Hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, share with your friends live on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. All right. And of course, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, bang your ear holes anywhere. And we're live every day, so turn the notification bell on. Rumble's great because you get your notifications, actually. And indeed. All right, let's go balls deep. It's time.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's deep.
Ah, indeed. Okay, so I think, was that Mark? Or Nick. Nick mentioned this earlier. We'll bring it up. I was going to talk about this on my X account. Nick says, Papa Swolly, did you see that the CDC is pushing avian flu panic, saying don't eat raw eggs, don't eat beef, don't eat pork? How long until Biden pushes lockdowns? So I don't know if you guys have heard this stuff. I tweeted this the other day. I said, bird COVID is coming. Better stop lifting, become a vegan, and stay inside all day. yes. Well, it is 2024 and it is election season. So the Democrats need to get that. They need to give you a reason for mail-in voting. There's no option. If they're going to run Biden, they have to do whatever they can to try to, you know, push him through, push his corpse through in the White House. So they're going to claim this, that, and the other. So I didn't see what the CDC literally said, but here's the clip from about a yesterday or the day before on the Daily Mail. And I said, watch out for steak, eggs, and dairy. Ha ha, suck on D's nuts. Because, yeah, you should suck on D's nuts. The title says, what you can and can't eat amid America's bird flu outbreak, according to ex-FDA food chief, because we know how much integrity the FDA has. Avoid steakhouses, salad dressing, and even some favorite desserts. Oh, no.
Aww.
And salad dressing and desserts is because of the dairy, right? So you're seeing all these maps where they found this at a dairy farm. They found this at a beef farm. So they're saying don't eat meat or cook your meat well done, which you may as well throw it out if you cook it like that. Eggs, you have to cook them really well, which means you destroy all the nutrients. So now they're saying to stay away from the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. Now, of course, there are a lot more issues when you have grain-fed, concentrated feedlots. You have this mass-produced, low-quality beef from sick animals. I don't think you should be eating that anyway, but obviously this is right off the bat getting blown out of proportion in a big way. So more meat for me? It's just crazy how, like, how many people you think are going to be suckling the teat of this nonsense? I guess a lot of people that are vegans anyway, they're going to see it as a way to virtue signal. See, we told you to stop eating meat. Meat is bad. So now what you're going to have are people complaining or yelling at people for eating steak because you're putting my health in jeopardy. The same way that they were blaming people that didn't get the experimental gene therapy, that you're killing grandma. You're not going to take an experimental drug. Well, if you take it and if it works as, you know, in your worldview, if you took experimental gene therapy and it will protect you, then who cares what I do? Because you're protected, right? No, that's right. It doesn't work. So then, oh no, the scaries. How about taking care of your health, eating nutrient dense food, going out, getting sunlight, exercising, all those things. Anytime you see the government recommending certain food protocols, be very skeptical, do your own research. And yeah. When I say very skeptical, I mean they can fuck all the way off. That's what I mean. But that's up to you. Do your own research. My opinions on the matter, they can suck both my nuts. I'm going to continue to eat a lot of steak, even more eggs, and even more raw dairy. So, yeah. So you can keep on promoting that nonsense. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, fam. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I knew it. I've been posting lately. I'm like, they're going to start coming after the meat again. It's climate change. Oh, it's an eclipse, right? That clip from the View. Climate change caused the eclipse. No, it did not. It did not. Meat is not causing climate. All these different nonsensical things that the left pushes. So eat healthy food, eat steak, eat quality raw dairy, eggs. Eat a lot of animal protein, lift heavy weight, get swole, make some sick fucking gains.
Boom shakalaka! Yeah.
Make sweet gains. Come on, fam. Make some sweet gains. All right, a reminder. I'm just going to share it here. Remember that it's ending this Sunday, 4 days, right? 4 days. It's at the top of the screen. Little countdown timer, 4 days, 10 hours, 43 minutes, and 6 seconds. No, wait, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Oh, my God. 20% off everything, papasfolio.com. Click the link in the description or just go right to papasfolio.com. Check out all the best sellers, all the merch, 20% off site-wide. We have all the new releases too. These are the best sellers, which are fire. Don't forget, we have the Han Swolio in carbonite. Let me try to zoom in on the screen. The brand new, trying to zoom in. Han Swolio in carbonite. Love that Han Swolio design. We have the Santa Cruz Go the Fucking Gym Swole Park. I shared that on the Instagram broadcast channel today. We have all the Swole Park designs, NASA GTTFG Swole Foods. Check out all the merch, 20% off everything on the site. Everything on the site. I'm telling you, everything. So limited time, 4 days left. Just a reminder, check it out, papasfolio.com. All right, we got a couple videos for Balls Deep. Fam, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Drop in the chat. What we got?
What's in the box?
What we got? Hit that thumbs up button. And a reminder, if you want to catch the live show, make sure you check out the Rumble channel. Download Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole. Even if you just use Rumble for the podcast, you're going to get notified, and it's a really smooth app. So happy to have you here. But Apple Podcasts, Spotify, leave us a 5-star review, available anywhere you bang your ear holes. You get the video over there on Spotify also. Loretta says, can't wait for my Swole Park shirt. Ooh, I'm excited. Which one did you get? Did you get the grid or did you get the one with the mountains in the background? Nick says, do you think Pedo Biden will give up his ice cream cones? No.
Come on, man.
I don't think so. No, he's not going to give up. Grandpa Diaper Joe's not going to give up his ice cream cones. Is that in Ashley Biden's diary?
Grandpa used to treat me like an ice cream cone. He used to try to get to the Tootsie Roll center of my Tootsie Pop.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
Gross.
Inconceivable.
I went too far. I just grossed myself out. Let's quickly get into a video. Matt, number two.
What?
This one's called Feeling Down. Oh, this is funny. I'm going to bring it up. Going to bring it back. I know everyone's gross. Ew. Papa Soul, you're so nasty. I'm not the nasty one. I didn't shower inappropriately with a little girl. I don't care if it's your daughter. Okay. If you're not in the shower, look, if you're not in the shower, like holding, it gets to a point where it's like, what's that age that's like, it's not. Yeah. Oof. Oh, God. Oh, Mark said, I got to bring my swole flags in because my HOA said they're not allowed in the windows. Oh, which ones were you having in the windows? Oh, they got offended. Oh, they got offended, Mark. Which ones did you have in the windows? Oh, my goodness. All right, this one's funny. So I posted on X, was a couple weeks ago or a month ago, about, you know, depression. It's like people don't go outside. They eat shit. They don't sleep. They don't do anything for themselves and wonder why they feel like shit. This video cracked me up. It's funny. It was very well done. It's accurate. This is pretty much anyone, right? Talk to anyone around you that's complaining about feeling bad. Here's what happens. Check this out.
Down these days. Just feeling really down these days. And I don't know why. Have you exercised today?
No.
Did you go outside?
No.
Did you talk to anyone?
No.
Did you eat well?
No.
Did you limit your scrolling time?
No.
Did you make any plans?
No.
Did you drink enough water?
No.
Did you get enough sleep?
No.
Is that not every conversation? Is that not every single conversation that you have with people? They complain at work or your significant other or like your friend or someone that doesn't take care of themselves, they're complaining about not feeling well. I don't really feel good today. I kind of feel down. I kind of feel whatever. I'm kind of bummed out. And then you ask them some questions and they're just like, oh yeah, I eat like shit. I haven't gotten sleep. I never exercise. I haven't seen the sun in 2 months. You wonder why you're not feeling well. You wonder why you're, quote, depressed. And this is not to downplay anyone's serious mental issues, but come on, it starts here. Most people are having problems. It's going to significantly improve. Even if you do have major, you know, depression issues or related issues, it's going to make them better. How much? It's up to you. Like, how much are you going to invest in your health and your lifestyle habits? I wonder why I feel so bad. I just trash myself all the time. It's weird. It's really, really freaking weird. Really.
The more you hate me, the more you will learn.
All right. Let's do this one. Who we got? I know someone picked it somewhere. We got... let's see. Aaron in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Swole AF. This is called 5-0. This is Mrs. Eyebrows. No. I'm a big butterfly fan, and this woman's eyebrows are just perpetually trying to chrysalis. Okay. 5 things I wish I knew when I was a child. Oh, boy. What? That boys have a penis and girls have a vagina? Is that what you
want? Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
All right. 5 things I wish I knew as a child.
What's in the box?
5 things I wish I knew when I was a child. The last one, oof, that one's rough. 5, what you're witnessing, Laura, is fatphobia. You won't know what that is or that word until much later on, but let it be known, that's not normal. 4.
What? Are you telling your kids this? Like, if you don't know what this is, well, let me imprint this nonsensical Marxist ideology into your brain. Cool. groomer.
Be known, that's not normal. Before, Laura, you heard every adult under the sun talking about dieting, and whilst it was common, that was also not normal. Number three, Laura, your body image being in the gutter before you hit double digits, again, not normal.
Sounds like you had terrible parents.
Two, writing down everything you eat in a day before you turned 10. Say it all together now. Not normal.
Yeah, I'm going to pause this in a second. She just keeps on going through a list of how important it is to have quality parents and quality conversations. Look, your parents damaging you psychologically doesn't mean the entire society is fucked. Small little microcosm of your psychological abuse that you were subjected to when you were a child.
Certainly not least, Laura. 8 years old is not the perfect age to start your first diet.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit. Wow. Five things like 8 years old is not the perfect age to start a diet. Well, let's... Okay. Everyone's on a diet. The way she's talking about a diet is some sort of restrictive, like, I'm just going to drink lemonade and maple syrup and just, you know, do a juice cleanse. That's a diet. That's a stupid nonsensical approach. Everyone has a diet. A diet is just everything that you consume. My diet is going to be subtly different than your diet. It's just, hey, my diet is all of these things. This is my diet. This is what I eat. Okay. So everyone should be on a quality diet, meaning their diet should be nutrient-dense food. They should be eating to satisfaction or close to it because they're eating nutrient-dense food and they just don't want to overeat. They're lifting weights, they're getting sun quality sleep, their hormones are in check. So that's a good diet, okay? What you're talking about is doing stupid stuff. Should you be doing hardcore restriction when you're 8 years old? No. Why were you? Because of poor parenting, obviously, but maybe because you were eating shit. So the problem is, the government, parents, the education system, which is not, it's an indoctrination system, just literally lies to people, forces them to eat all these grains and seed oils and garbage. And then, of course, you're going to do some stupid diet to counteract that when the problem wasn't the amount of food. It was, but it was actually what was in the food that were fucking up your hormones and your satiety mechanisms and stuff. So it sounds like you just had terrible, terrible, terrible parenting, which is a shit end of the stick. If you were fat when you were 8, it's because you were eating garbage fucking food. Ugh, gross. Yikes. Yikes. So the problem is people like this are going to project their own traumatizing childhood onto everyone. Oh my God, five things I wish I knew when I was a child. Yeah, I wish you had better parents too, because then my eye holes and ear holes would be not bleeding right now. But, yeah, playing the victim doesn't help. So if you're going to blame everyone else, you're going to blame society for being fat phobic or any of these things. What you're doing is you're moving the locus of control. If you don't have control, you can't make these changes. So if you're blaming everyone else for your problems, then you're waiting for other people to change. And that's not going to work. You can't force people to do things. So you have to control what you can control. What can you control? You can control your actions. Well, what are you doing? Complaining on the internet. Okay, what are you doing for your health? Are you eating properly? Are you training hard? Are you lifting heavy weights? Are you doing these things? You're not going to have to worry about what other people are doing if you're doing the right shit. Who cares what other people are doing? It doesn't matter what they're doing. What are you doing? Oh, my friend can't make it to the gym. Who fucking cares? Oh, my friend doesn't want to go to the gym. How do I convince them? You don't. Fuck them. Let them figure it out. You have to let people hang themselves. And I mean that in not a suicidal way, but you have to let them float. You have to let them save themselves in terms of not hang themselves, but like you have to let them sink or swim. You have to give them the room to, okay, hop on board, be a sosei with me, be my friend in my circle. We go to the gym, we take care of ourselves, or you're going to go separate ways from these people that maybe you thought were that your friends, but they're not good for you to be around. Maybe you don't hate them. You don't like not care about them anymore, but it's not the best environment for you to surround yourself with. You don't want to just go to the movies and sit around and eat popcorn and Twix all the time. You don't want to just go out binge drinking and staying up all night and going clubbing. You want to get up early and go to the gym. You want to go to the beach. You want to go for a walk outside. You want to eat a good meal. You don't want to do the same old shit that you used to do when you hated yourself. Now you don't hate yourself anymore. You're taking back control of your life, but you keep the same people that you connected with because you were commiserating because you hated your job or you hated your life or you hated your body. So you spend time with other miserable people. And then you have this epiphany, the swole epiphany. You get swole-pilled and all of a sudden you want to make improvements and then you keep the same fucking people around. That's the problem. And on an evolutionary level, as humans, we don't want to get rid of the people in our community because we have been evolved. We have evolved over millennia to do whatever we can to stay in our community because being an outsider or being, you know, cast out from our group in a hunter-gatherer tribe would mean pretty much, you know, certain death because you can't defend yourself or hunt well or protect yourself or have shelter and community when you're alone. So we do things in order to be looked at as, you know, one of the tribe, to nod, smile, and wave. That's why everyone was on the, you know, the gene therapy train and, you know, the lockdowns. People are, you know, suckling the tea to the state because you're doing whatever you can to try to fit in and virtue signal. And that's what these fat phobic or transphobic or any of these, you know, virtue signaling nonsensical Marxist talking points revolve around. It's one of us or not. It's a cult. One of us or not one of us. You're with us. If you're not with us, you're against us. That's really it. So the problem is when you make, when you have that epiphany, when you start making improvements, but then you keep the same people around, this is what most people do. And then they wonder why they get snide comments. They wonder why they get, you know, people talking shit about them bringing food places. They wonder why they're getting pushback because these people do not belong in your life. They never did. You just didn't realize it. You're a different person now. And when you have that switch flip and now you're a different person, they're the same person. And you can't force people on your journey. Hopefully you can lead by example. Because if you're not doing it, you're a hypocrite. You can't tell people what to do. You have to lead by example and hope that they see your progress and they want to get on board. Right? Okay. Fuck yeah! All right, let's get a Tainty Man. Aww. Tainty Man, the Tainty Cam. And of course, we have the Church Perch. Fam, hashtag Swole AF for a chance to win today's Swole card. Thank you for being here. Of course, the Daily Swole. Oh my God, we got cut off. All right, fam, we are back. So if you're watching on Rumble, it just got dropped. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're working on the lines outside or something. I saw a truck out there like 2 days ago, so maybe they're working on some lines. Anyway, we will splice this together. If there's any kind of like hiccup there, it shall be corrected. So we're going to go right into giving away today's Swole card. Hashtag Swole AF. Again, remember, subscribe to the show. Thanks for being here. And make sure that you are checking out Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Let's give away today's Swole card. Falcon, pick me a winner. Oh, we got a winner. Today's winner of the Swole card is in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. It's Joe D. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Joe D's nuts. Joe D. Joe D. Congratulations. Joe, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2896 in the subject. Your mailing address in the bio of the email. Congratulations, Joe. And don't nobody go nowhere. We'll take some soundboard requests. And then we're also going to get into... we have a throwback at the end of today's episode. So after we nut this beesh, we are going to give you a little throwback action. So let's close it down and have a great rest of the day. We got a throwback coming up in just a couple moments.
You switch the samples.
Don't forget to watch where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, well... You know, that's just like your opinion.
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
Little Swole Piano. we're rocking it now. Oh, we got it. We got it.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
That doesn't make sense. Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Gay frogs.
I don't like to put chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
This kid's undefeated. Absolutely undefeated.
Now, once you've had sex with the woman, she will naturally start to depend on you, okay? All women do this.
Everyone hit that thumbs up button. If you want a throwback, hit that thumbs up button. We got a lot more people watching than hit the thumbs up button. For shame. For shame. Oh, we got it.
I've contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Be gone, vile man! Be gone from me!
Oh, the puppers. The only show where you get relentless amounts of puppers. All the puppers. All the puppers. Ooh, hobo's dick cheese. Good call.
How about I send you a hobo's dick cheese?
The tax on me, quite frankly, are a tax on science.
I got hairy legs.
Now, if you're new, how's he doing this with no hands? How's he doing with no hands? It is the piano cock. We just experienced that for the first time. All right, swolenormousx.com. Jump on those Summer Swole specials. We got a throwback right now. Oh, I got to crank up this hog. Throwback goes down right now, BG. Here we go.
You know what? While we're on the topic of how white people are just fucking the world up for everyone.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Lois, this is not my Batman glass.
You're not one of the good white people. There are no good white people. There are only anti-racist white people and racist white people.
Oh, no. What are we gonna do?
Bro, there's only anti-racist? No, the anti-racist white people are racist. Yep. And then there are plenty of people that aren't part of a cult, that aren't brainwashed.
Do what? The work. It's hard.
Do the work? You mean go to the fucking gym, no. You jelly roll? Go have another fucking donut.
Stop patting yourself on the back. Stop congratulating each other. Stop separating us from the bad white people. Don't sit out there in comments and say, we don't claim them. We are them.
What? Man, what in the world are you talking about?
No one knows. That's the thing. No one knows what they're talking about because they're not making any sense because they don't go to the fucking gym. Fam, go to the fucking gym. Remember, tomorrow, join the fam, swolenormousx.com. Tomorrow, the episode will be private. It is our world famous Swole Fam Roundtable, number 66, Thursday, April 11th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow at 6, we will talk to you then. Join now, swolenormousx.com. Thanks for being here. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. Paid the weights, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need Zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they can't.